spoken of, was it your mother that had arthritis?
No, it was Priscilla.
Priscilla had arthritis, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, something that's related to that.
Rheumatism.
Okay. And what do you call this disease? And maybe you've heard people call it by different names, that where the skin begins to get a little yellow.
Like jaundice? Uh-huh. Yellow jaundice. I don't hear the word yellow used with it much anymore, do you?
It's gone, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I hadn't thought of that, but it's someone is jaundiced.
Now, name some other diseases, rather common ones.
Whooping cough, measles. Well, we don't have smallpox anymore. Chickenpox is Child's disease. It's pneumonia.
If somebody can't keep things down on his stomach, I should say, loses something.
Vomits. He's nauseated.
Are there any other expressions for vomit?
Throw up.
So you say he vomited because he got sick.
Sick at his stomach.
If somebody is becomes interested, if a boy becomes interested in a girl today, would say, and they see one another, what would be the expression for that relationship?
Going steady, I guess.
Now, when you were growing up,
steady.
This paying of attention and being with a person, you'd say he's really interested in her. He's
your beau. Your boyfriend. Going with her.
That's an expression.
Going with. Yes.
Any other expressions that are familiar to you?
No.
Courting
not,
would.
Not in my day.
Courting would not be a common expression. If someone has been going with a person and then the relationship ends, and you say, well, she must have
broke off with him. Broke off.
Now, what is your word for a noisy, maybe, I don't know whether they've had him down here for a while or not, but when you were young and maybe you and your husband experienced it, a kind of serenade after the wedding?
A chivalry.
When you were...
We didn't, they didn't, and but some did, but yet I don't think they did much after we were married, at the time we were married.
Did you ever participate in anything of the sort?
No, but I always heard of them, chivalries.
What about the person who stands up with the bridegroom? What's he?
The best man.
And for the girl?
He's the maid of honor.
And you might say, talking about a young couple that are together a lot and have been going steady, I'd bet anything that they're going to get
married.
And if you're speaking about a group of people interested in doing something,